Members of the anti-war group World Can't Wait and supporters staged a rally outside of the downtown Marine recruiting office in Berkeley today. They held a youth speak out in which young people, mostly high school students, voiced their opposition to the war in Iraq. At the same time, the anti-war group The Raging Grannies protested outside of a new Marine recruiting office in Mountain View. The actions come just days after the Berkeley City Council, in a controversial decision, voted last Tuesday to continue voicing opposition against the Marine recruiting office while emphasizing support for the troops. The City Council meeting on Tuesday drew some 2,000 people from both pro and anti-war groups. John Hahn reports.
We're here today to shut down these Marine recruiters because this is an immoral, unjust war. These recruiters are lying to the young people. They're recruiting them into an unjust, illegal, immoral war, and we're not going to stop until we shut this war down.
Countless times we were beaten by the cops. Countless times we were beaten by the right wing. And you know what? We stood there. We stood our ground. We stood strong, and we said we will not take this any longer.
Those are some of the voices of high school students today coming out for a youth speak out in front of the Marine recruiting station in downtown Berkeley to voice opposition against the war in Iraq.
I stand here today saying not in my name will a war based on lies and based on occupation and based off making money be in my name.
We're not just honoring youth people who have people who've died. Their deaths mean to us a lot, and that's why we don't want any more deaths.
Despite recent criticism accusing the anti-war group of insulting and hostile behavior at last Tuesday's council meeting, World Can't Wait student organizer Giovanni Jackson says the group promotes a non-violent approach to its anti-war campaign.
On Tuesday, there were hundreds of students from Berkeley High School came out in the streets, and they stood up to police batons and right-wing pro-war people that were beating them and harassing them and telling them that they were too young to have an opinion and that they were being manipulated by us, you know, and we were saying, no, actually it's the recruiters that are lying to the youth, and that's what they were saying. And if they had asked any of them, they would have found out that these youth have a tremendous amount of heart and, you know, a very strong moral certitude that this war is wrong, that the torture is wrong. And so we wanted to have this speak out today so that some of the young people could come out and express that.
Ruth Roberts of the anti-war group The Raging Grannies says she tried to speak with some pro-war activists who are counter-protesting today outside of the Mountain View Marine recruiting office, but says it was useless.
There were about a half dozen counter-protesters. The first ones who were there just had signs that said support our troops, and that actually is not anything that we object to. We support the troops as well. We're mothers and grandmothers and people who care about young people. We don't want any of them to die. But when we tried talking to them, some of them were pretty irrational.
Sharon Adams is an attorney who has authored an initiative on the November ballot to regulate the locations of military recruiters in Berkeley.
It's an initiative that we're circulating to gather signatures to put on the ballot in November to restrict the location of military recruiting offices in Berkeley. And basically only in the commercial and industrial district by West Berkeley, they would have to have a public hearing before they could locate there. And they could not locate in any or near any residential neighborhood or schools or parks.
World Can't Wait and the Raging Grannies say they and other anti-war organizations will continue to protest the Marine recruiting offices. World Can't Wait says it's organizing a nationwide walkout from school and work set for March 19th, though details are yet to be released. Reporting for KPFA, I'm John Hunn.